This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I don't think anybody really needs this. Beef candles.
What?
Yeah, hold on. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Another cold beef.
Yeah, it's another cold day today, but it looks nice this weekend.
It's warming up, though. This
warming
is
up
it.
This
it's
weekend.
Starting today.
Yes.
Afternoon, a little bit warmer.
Tomorrow, boom.
Yes. Tomorrow and Sunday look amazing. And by amazing, I mean the 40s, because that's not single digits, thank God.
And sunny, I thought I saw sun.
You did see the S word, Gibbons.
Oh, yes.
It will be sunny, yes.
Yes.
It sure will.
Are we going to get to 30 today? I mean, that's an accomplishment.
Maybe.
I saw 36.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. When's the last time you had a?
Give me some more.
When's the last time you had a quarter pounder at McDonald's?
Sure.
Couple weeks
ago.
Right.
Probably. When Pottery Guy brought me that quarter pounder.
Uh-huh.
Love quarter pounders.
Good smell, right? The smell of McDonald's.
Oh yeah.
Would you want a candle that smelled like a quarter pounder? Because McDonald's thinks you do.
It would make me hungry. If I didn't have the quarter pounder, I'd be pissed.
But here's the interesting part about this quarter pounder candle. It's actually six different candles.
What?
What?
That you have to burn together to get the scent of a quarter pounder. Six, it's a box set of candles that McDonald's is going to start to sell. So there's one labeled bun, ketchup, pickle, cheese, onion, and beef.
Can I just call this what this is?
Marketing.
A ploy. To get us to smell McDonald's, because every time you go to McDonald's or buy it, it smells so good in the car. Like, can you get home without eating a fry? That is the true test of McDonald's. Like, you want to find out if someone has self-control, see if they can drive home with the fries from McDonald's in their car.
Yeah, good luck.
That is a brilliant study.
You
want to know if you have self-control? Try it sometime.
You can't. I try to do it intentionally. And by the time I'm rolling into my garage, I'm like, nah!
So they're just getting us to smell McDonald's and want
it. Of course they are.
I'm on to you.
Now, I would get behind a McDonald's french fry candle, because I love the smell of the fries.
Or the McDonald's apple pie.
Oh my God. That might be a new brand for them too, yeah. So if you're interested, you got to buy it on their website. You have to burn all six candles at the same time. But like Gibbon said, one of them burns out. Now your house smells like onions or lettuce.
It's going to end up being... I'm going to end up having a house smelling like onions. I don't need that. I don't need that. Thank you.
Is that a ketchup candle? It is. It is. Yes, it is.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Friends, the show Friends, everyone's talking about it because of the big, big comeback. They're going to do a special where they all sit down, a reunion special.
Oh, yeah.
But since they've left Netflix, the sales for Friends has seen a huge boost.
Oh, like DVD sales?
Yes, DVD,
oh my God,
Blu-ray, digital copies of its 10 seasons, which must make HBO, who's picking them
One
up.
1 second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which must make HBO which freaking out, because you don't want them to go buy it. You want them to just come to you once you own it.
Uh-huh.
So HBO's got to be like, they shouldn't have had a gap. Or you're realizing nobody's going to buy HBO because you can go buy the set.
Right.
Right?
But you can only get that exclusive interview, that sit-down thing with HBO.
Because I'm thinking this out. I'm like, if I'm only going there for Friends, why not just buy the catalog on Blu-ray or on iTunes and then
let me see how much it would cost. Let me get on to buy iTunes and find out how much that would cost.
Subscription, right?
Yeah,
think about it.
Totally. And are you saying buying it on iTunes or like a physical? You're saying physical DVD sales? Because
Well, it says DVD, Blu-ray, and digital copies.
Oh, okay.
So
all the above.
Whatever that means, 10 seasons worth.
All encompassing.
So they said at the beginning of the year, in January, it was the top selling catalog TV franchise in home entertainment.
Uh huh.
They said we're seeing strong sales, just both physical and digital, it says.
Okay.
Which is what you wanted to know. They said a very strong uptick in digital, because now's the time when all the Friends fans are processing switch over to digital. Right?
Okay, but I have so many friends, no pun intended, who are Friends fans who went and binged like for weeks when it was on Netflix for the last couple of weeks. What's up?
I almost bought the entire first season for $99.
Jesus, Riggs.
Oops. I know it's payday, but I don't need it.
But think about that, Gibbons. That's what I'm saying. $100 versus a subscription to HBO that you're never going to cancel, that you're going to start and forget to cancel. What are you going to use? And if you're not going to use HBO for anything else.
That is all 10 seasons, by the way,
okay,
for $100
when you said
on iTunes.
It's actually
that's
kind
all
of a steal.
10 seasons, yeah.
$100 for weeks and months and years of entertainment?
But
I spend $100 at dinner, man.
But the HBO, if you get the HBO thing, you have all the other shows and all the other movies, but if you're only going for Friends...
That's like me getting Hulu for 99 cents and thinking I'm going to use it, and I barely used it.
That's true.
I mean?
No, that's true.
Yeah.
So,
Friends is still making history.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. Friends is still killing it.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Oh, man.
I need to know what happened because I think I instigated this, Riggs.
Allie.
Gibbons was telling us the story about his neighbors and I got pissed.
Uh-huh. Please tell us how that story started.
So Gibbons tells me they just moved to their apartment, him and his mother. His mom lives with him now. Mm-hmm. On the east side, they've got this great apartment, and they have one set of neighbors in their old building, which is these college kids above them, which, great, we're cool. We're down for it. We don't want uptight people up there. We want kids.
Totally.
So we're living our best life. So Gibbons says to me, Allie, somebody stole our shovel. And I said, what do you mean somebody stole your shovel? And he goes, well, the kids upstairs, they always leave the front door open. So the shovel just kind of sits there. I go, oh, and 900 drunk people walk by on the east side. And of course, somebody takes the shovel, if not one of their friends.
And they have parties quite often.
Yeah. So I said to Gibbons, did you say anything to them? And he's like, well, I just asked him if they knew where it went. And they said no. And I go, that's all you said? You didn't stand up for yourself and go, I live here too, and I paid for that shovel, and your friend stole it? Or it got stolen because you left the door open?
Yeah.
And I said, Gibbons, you need to stand up for yourself. Like, not just question in passing. You seen that shovel? No.
Because your house, Gibbons, on the east side, it's like it's a duplex. So that door that's on the door that's on street level that they're leaving open when you walk in is open to a basement where there's like laundry, there's clothes, there's your belongings.
Now,
you can walk upstairs into both of your houses. It's completely just open right there.
So I said that, and then I didn't know Gibbons was going to go confront them, but now I'm like dying to hear the story.
Yeah. What triggered me was when Allie mentioned, dude, your belongings that are in the basement, that is literally everything you guys own. And I, in the moment.
Hold on. It never occurred to you that somebody could just walk in and take all your stuff.
In the moment, honestly, had never even crossed my mind at all. Until you brought it up.
Piles and piles of stuff.
Yes.
There's probably.
We loaded it in from a truck. There's all three of us.
If somebody steals that after I moved all that stuff.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
It's five boxes or totes high and probably 10 rows deep. It's an entire basement full of stuff.
So
right?
What happened? So that triggered you to get pissed. Like, so that did trigger you a little. Okay, good. So you get mad.
So
good.
Wednesday, I was having a little bit of an off day. I was just kind of on edge, and I saw my neighbor, and I went, hey, neighbor. Have you seen the shovel yet? I mean, it's been a couple days. There's a bunch of ice out here, a bunch of snow. I'd like to be able to shovel. Have you seen the shovel? And she goes, no. And I went, well, you guys had a party the other night. Did any of your friends happen to see the shovel go? And she goes, no. And I went, well, can you do me a favor and not leave the door open so that we don't have any of these issues? And she went, okay, but like, what's the big deal? Like, we know who's coming when we're having parties. And you guys said we can have parties. So what's the big deal?
Ugh.
I open up because the way...
Get off my lawn, kid.
There's a front door entrance, and then there's like a little doorway into our giant basement with all of our belongings.
Yeah.
I point to the belongings, and I go, you see those belongings, like those pile of stuff here? That's
right.
Me and my mom's entire life belongings. And she goes, those are a bunch of boxes. Nobody would take boxes. And I went, excuse me. How old...
So she's not getting it. Now I'm getting more pissed. I'm glad you brought it up.
I go,
good.
Excuse me, how old are you? And she goes, 19. And I do some quick math. Me and my mother combined are 90. I went, listen, me and my mom are 90 combined years old. That is 90 years worth of life possessions, family heirlooms, all kinds of stuff. I can't have that stuff being taken. I just need you to be a little bit responsible and keep the door closed. Uh-huh. So she goes, I'll try. And I went, No, bitch.
There is no try. I'm getting mad. It's 6:30 on Friday. I'm getting pissed.
Listen, Yoda, there's no try.
I swear to Christ.
No, I'm glad you went up to her. What a dummy.
I'm like, listen, if you want to have parties. Cool.
But you want to party till 5 a.m. above us? Have a damn party. But.
I got chills.
But,
I went,
oh, now
but,
I'm preaching like this is my problem.
You keep that monkey flipping and I start. You keep the monkey flipping door shut.
Uh-huh.
Your friends want to knock. You let your friends in because that's all my stuff. That's all my mom's stuff. Why don't you have a little friggin' respect?
Yes.
And I walk away, right?
And she clearly is some entitled child who does never had her stuff stolen because she hasn't paid for anything yet.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Like, we're older, so we've paid for things, so we are more protective.
Well, it's that. Remember when you were 19 or 20, you didn't care about your possessions.
Because you didn't pay for anything.
Exactly. Everything you had was handed down. It wasn't yours. You didn't work for any of it. You didn't pay for it. So whatever. Who cares?
And you don't care about the family photo albums or the family heirlooms or all this. So guess what?
To me, it's like you could have had one t-shirt in that basement. And that chick should be making sure that everyone coming in and out of your apartment building is shutting the front door so you're stuffed. It could be one
your
thing.
Your landlord should be pissed too as the owner of that dwelling. There's things in the basement that people could steal. Someone could do damage to the structure.
Riggs, think about this. Someone could walk in, assault them, hurt female living up there.
Any number of things.
Any guy could walk in and do anything because that dummy left the door open.
Now, I think my freak out might have worked a little bit because this morning when I went to leave, there was a brand new shovel there. I kid you not, that was bigger than the one we had before.
No way.
So now maybe I had to, because no offense, kids these days, you gotta kind of sometimes yell at them and be like,
"Get off my lawn."
Oh my God.
Yes,
can
look
I
at
tell
you, Gibbons.
Something?
We'll slow clap that, Gibbons.
For one split second, when I yell at Gibbons, I feel bad. For one split second, just so we're clear.
Uh-huh.
And then I go, no, he needs to stand up for himself and tell this neighbor to shut the damn door so his stuff doesn't get stolen. So I am proud of you for doing that, because look at what happened. Your shovel back. You wouldn't have gotten a shovel back.
No. And now you have security for your basement. Your whole house is secure now. Look at you.
Slow clap for
you.
Gibbons.
It was awesome.
There you go.
Now get off my
lawn.
Son of
you punks.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Did you hear about the Friends-themed coffee shop that's opening down in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin? Twin Lakes. It just opened. Talked about Friends and what they're doing on Netflix with their special coming out soon. Go ahead. What are we saying?
I only know this because we saw it on the news one day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I said something to Gibbons, and then Gibbons told me something that... Hold on.
1 second.
Yes.
Okay.
You have to clap.
So then Gibbons told me something that blew my mind.
Yeah.
He told me that it costs how much?
From what I read, it's like $100 to rent out the couch in this Central Perk in Twin Lakes for like an hour. $100 just to sit there with your friends.
A couch.
A couch.
So
what?
Like, they set up a Friends. You're renting the fake set.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand, but I'm just thinking it's ridiculous that it costs $100. That just blows my mind.
This coffee shop said that they got it from the Marcus Theaters, the couch, the orange couch.
So now
Marcus gave them a couch. Is Marcus getting the money?
And they're charging me $100.
What the hell? This should go to Marcus then. What?
It really should. Maybe are we looking at two different articles?
I have no idea. But
I don't know anything about it other than when I saw it in passing on the TV.
It's in Twin Lakes. There is an iconic replica couch. And they said the shop donated $11,000 to the Children's Hospital because of all the effort from this.
Oh, now I feel like an ass. Riggs, really? So all the money goes to charity?
Yeah, they're doing stuff for charity.
Why would you say that from the get-go?
It was at the bottom of the story. Why didn't you let me finish? You clicked the headline. You didn't read the rest of the story.
No,
you stopped listening to me.
Who told me it cost that money?
Gibbons.
Did I lie?
No. And did you tell me the rest of it?
Did I know? No.
Fine.
And now I told you. There you go.
It's all for a good cause.
And now we are all more educated and we are better people because of it.
Is that how we spin it to feel better about
ourselves?
Yes. Yeah.
Of course.
We communicated.
Yelled at somebody who's giving money to Children's Hospital. What the hell? I gotta go home.
It's Kiss FM. Commercial free music with Jake. What?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I got a list. Gibbons goes, "Do you want me to punch somebody?" I go, "Well, I got a list if you really need one." I'm joking.
Jesus.
Did I have a panicked look on my face?
Yes, you did.
You looked a little distressed.
I did?
I got a lot going on right now.
There's everything's popping up. You know
in Allie's
I mean?
Defense, though, she always looks like she wants to punch somebody. So
that pottery guy said, you know, he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I need to go get some cash so I don't feel anxious." He goes, "What do you mean?" I go, "Just a little bit in my purse so I don't." He goes, "You're always anxious." And I go, Thank you. Now let me go get my cash.
He keeps it real.
It's true. Okay, so Joaquin Phoenix. Okay, so can we talk about this a little?
Yeah.
Because, Riggs, you were talking about it with me with the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
Well, the whole month of February, I've been talking to dairy farmers from Wisconsin about their mental health and how 800 dairy farms closed last year in Wisconsin alone. Jeez. 800. So I found
Which
like farmers.
Which had farmer, to do with tariffs and a lot of things.
And there have been farmer suicides because of it, because you're out there alone doing nothing.
Which I didn't realize, you know, a close friend.
Not doing nothing, but you're out there alone by yourself with nothing around you. Go ahead.
It's like a real problem in the farming industry I didn't know about that nobody talks about, like this, like that they don't talk about the suicide.
And it's men, and it's white men. head, and they're terrible at talking about their feelings regardless because they come from that generation of suck it up and push it down. Mm-hmm. So it's bad.
Joaquin Phoenix has talked about, he did a whole speech, you know, at the Oscars because that's one of his passions, about how we treat animals and things like that.
Yeah.
And you had said, Riggs, yes, but there are bad farms and there are really good farms.
I talked to them all about this as well in my podcast as well. By the way, RiggsOffTheRadio.com, self-plug. Yeah. they said they get a bad rap because there's these huge farming operations.
Treat them awful.
Yeah, they're so big that the people that manage them get out of control. They can't keep an eye on everybody. Mm-hmm. So one guy abuses a cow or something. That video gets out. And it makes them look bad. But these farmers in Wisconsin, like these local small farmers,
are just doing it right.
They're just doing it right, and they wouldn't want to hurt their animals because that hurts their product. Why would they do that is what they told me.
Yeah,
so,
bro.
Well, Joaquin Phoenix now posted a video saving a cow and her calf from slaughter. So you see it where you see the cow, you see the baby, like you see him nursing. I mean, it's,
The dude won an Academy Award, left the ceremony, and then went to go save cows. I mean, come on.
He literally
dude, like,
left it and went and held up a sign outside of a slaughterhouse after. I remember that.
Like, come on.
Well, he said he got a voice.
Exactly.
And that's his passion. He's going to use it.
And plus, that's different. The slaughterhouse and like that meat industry is totally different from like the dairy.
A dairy farm. I agree.
Dairy and agriculture. Mm-hmm. That's different. I mean, you're killing animals for meat for purposes, but I don't want to. I like to be ignorant when it comes to that. I love meat.
Well, that's
what
Phoenix doesn't want you to be as ignorant. Phoenix is saying, don't be ignorant.
No,
that's what he's saying.
Joaquin Phoenix, I've seen the documentaries. I've seen Forks Over Knives. I know what happens to the food. I don't care. It's delicious.
Riggs, while you're over there.
I haven't seen them, so I can't comment. If I see animals getting hurt, I'll probably cry and become a vegetarian.
It's horrifying.
So
some of them.
That's probably why I haven't watched them, because I know it would send me right over to vegetarian, and I don't like meat too much.
See?
And that's why I just remain ignorant to the world as a whole.
I'm ignorant too.
See?
No.
We all are.
What's happening today?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
I don't want to bring it down on a Friday, but man, this keeps happening and I don't know what's going on. Do you guys? So I came in. I got a weird text message from my cousin yesterday. I'm going to talk about this.
Okay.
But what's weirder is that like a few months ago, I got a text from a very good friend of mine who said, hey, or actually I didn't get a text. Somebody told me and then I had to reach out. She found out she had stage 4 breast cancer and she's 35 years old, which you don't even get mammograms at 35. So she only went in because she found
a lump.
When
are you supposed to start as a woman? 40?
Like 40-ish, yeah. Like so Like 40, so I'm in now.
Yeah, men are supposed to start prostate exams like 40 or 50 too.
Is that
I think
right?
50, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was like in shock when I found out that this friend of mine had stage 4, but she's been very optimistic. I haven't talked about it on the air much because it's her thing and I don't want to be, you know, I don't know how private she wants to be, but she's a fighter, amazing woman.
Uh-huh.
So then yesterday I get this text from my little cousin, remember the one who went to Madison, Gibbons?
Yes.
We went and hung out at her apartment when we went to the Badgers game a few years ago. I can't remember if you've met her or not, Riggs, but I'm super close with this one. Now
I have not.
Now she lives in Chicago.
I feel like I know her, though.
She's
younger. I should know her because you talk about her a lot. Yeah,
she's in her 20s. So, because she's technically my cousin's daughter. And does that make any
sense? Yeah.
But I call her my cousin, and we're all really close.
Yeah.
So, you know, she sends me this text yesterday and says, hey, I really need to talk to you. Can you call me sometime today? And I thought, of course, honey. And I'm thinking, maybe she has a life problem. Like, she can't figure out what to do about a man.
Some
or maybe she needs
issues.
Money. Or I don't know. She's my little cousin. What do you need, babe? I'll call you. So I call her, and I got the headphones in. I said, well, the kids are downstairs. I didn't know what you want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, I have some news. It's bad, but it's not like, you know, it's going to be okay. But I was like, what is going on? She's like 25. She goes, well, I wasn't feeling very good. And I thought I had Lyme disease. And so I went to the doctor because I was sleeping like 20 hours a day and I was getting fevers. And I thought I had Lyme disease because we went camping over the summer and a friend of mine got bit by a tick and got diagnosed with Lyme disease after. And so I thought for sure I must have gotten the same thing.
Uh-huh.
She goes, and I go in, the Lyme disease people tell me nothing's wrong with you. You're fine. They write down she has depression and anxiety, right? Because they thought she was crazy. And she goes, so I start thinking I'm crazy. Why am I going to bed at 8 p.m. and waking up at 8 p.m. and waking up at 2 p.m.? This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And so she keeps going to the doctor, thank God, which is the real moral of the story here for people that want to give up and think they're crazy when they know something isn't right.
Yeah, go back.
Yeah, she said, not only am I, you know, sleeping 20 hours at a time, I've got fevers. Come to find out, she keeps going to the doctor. My little cousin, 25, has a mass on her lung, so they look more into it. It's freaking lymphoma, which is cancer.
Oh my God.
So she goes, I have Hodgkin's lymphoma. I'm like, what?
What?
Are you kidding? What? I thought I was calling you to talk about a boy problem.
Yeah.
What is happening around me? And so I'm like, the second person around me, way too young, messed up. And I said, well, Riggs and I are working with the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society.
Yeah.
In March, we're hosting something for them. So I am going to reach out and find out everything I can. Luckily, she's in Chicago. Her mom works in the medical field and they are working it to get her in like the best, because it's a youth cancer, because she, you see what I'm saying? So she needs to go into the adolescent cancer unit at Northwestern or Children's Hospital or wherever she's going to go in Chicago. So they're working, so she's got to go to oncology, which is the cancer doctor, I was telling Givens. And so now she's got all, I'm like, what is happening? You know, it's like I knew people with cancer, but it's like when it's this close to home, it's really.
I don't think you're going to be.
Pissing me off, F you, cancer.
Amen.
Now I know why they say that saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think people will call or text to 71037. Jeez. You're going to find that a lot of people have been touched by this one. Leukemia and lymphoma, they're both two big ones. My wife's father passed away
from Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, from lymphoma. Yes.
How old was he?
He was 70.
Don't freak me out.
He was in his 70s, so he was older.
And do you know when he got diagnosed?
He smoked for a while. Yeah, he was.
Well, she said that she asked. It was nothing lifestyle related because she's like, she did bring that up. Because I think she wondered, did I do this to myself? You know, people try to, and you didn't do it to yourself, you know.
He stopped after a while, but it wasn't that. It was because it attacked your immune system. He passed away from pneumonia. Something completely different because it tears down, the lymphoma will tear down your immune system.
That's what my little cousin said. She said, that's why I was getting fevers because my immune system was trying to fight it off. And she goes, I just kind of pushed it off.
We got some texts at 71037. Someone texted in, I had the same problem. I had a cyst on my ovary and the doctors told me my pain was too high. Nope. 8-pound tumor on my ovary. Always know your pain and keep going back. Someone said,
ooh, that's a serious, serious thing. I mean, it's true. Don't give up. Cause she would, a lot of people would have given up and said, because I'm talking about my little cousin calling me and telling me she got diagnosed with cancer. She has Hodgkin's lymphoma, 25. And she says, you know, they were telling her, they wrote down she was depressed because she was sleeping so much. And she's She's like, something isn't right here.
Another text.
And she kept going, thank God.
We got a text at 71037. Someone said they were diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer at 29 and as a survivor. So,
I talked about my other good friend who got diagnosed at 35 with stage 4. I mean, it's like so unfair.
My half brother had.
Pisses me off.
Testicular cancer.
That's right. And he was like 20.
25. He is 25 years old, my half brother.
I have a positive story about testicular cancer. He's okay right now.
He is, because he had one removed and caught it soon enough, and he felt something off, because if you feel something or you see something abnormal on your body, go talk to your doctor about
100%.
It. 100%. What's worse, paying a copay or a couple $100 maybe to go see the doctor if you have something that you're worried about, or your life? Yeah, well, go ahead. What were you going to say about
it? I had a cousin 20 years ago get testicular cancer at a young age like that.
Yeah.
They told him, you'll never have kids.
Uh-huh.
And him and his wife have 4 grown children now, by the way. Because I said this was 20 years ago, and they were blown away when they got pregnant.
I said the same thing to my half brother.
So there's some hope for those people.
Do you want kids? And he was like, I don't know. I don't think so, but I still can. So you still got one of the guys working.
I don't know enough about cancer. I'm just breaking it down and being honest because I have not.
There's so many types of it.
There's so many types. And so, you know, I just have to. And then you get on the internet and you want to educate yourself.
Oh, then you scare
yourself. Luckily, like I said, she's got a good support system, my little cousin, with people. And my friend as well, who has breast cancer, have good support systems with a lot of people helping them and getting them the right medical treatment. I wish everybody had that, you know?
One more text from 71037 real quick. I am an oncology nurse and listening to you guys on my way into work. Patients have to be their own advocate and keep fighting. Yep. And then last but not least.
I got goosebumps.
Yep. She said, F cancer, which is just.
Thank you. Yes.
So,
he or she, whoever the
person is. I think I'm in shock, though, because I haven't cried.
No.
So this morning I was driving to work because she called me. And when my little cousin told me all this, I got Hodgkin's lymphoma. I got diagnosed. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to have to do chemo. I'm going to deal with all this. What she said was, can you let just, you know, your side, like, so my mom and my sisters
and
dad.
Find out. And then
so
you
I had, because her and I are, so I call my mom. I say, you need to call XYZ. You know,
here's the deal. Yes.
And so I think that because I got put in that mode where I had to deal with it, I have it a process and I'm in denial.
You are still.
I'm totally in denial right now. Like, am I just, so well, Props. I'm just gonna say she's gonna be okay. We're gonna take care of her.
You're not gonna say it because it's gonna happen. That's what you're not. You're speaking because that's what it's gonna be.
That's what she needs. She needs your positive vibes right now. That's what she needs.
And I said to her, I said you wanted me to go down so you could talk to the boys because I was upstairs hiding to talk to her, my little cousin. And she said, yeah. So I said it's okay. She goes, everybody keeps calling me to feel sorry for me. I just want you to call me and tell me something that has nothing to do with anything that's gonna make me laugh. I said, honey, I could do that.
Yeah, Allie, let me give you a little bit of credit, okay?
What?
There's a lot going on, and you have been just a little bit more crazy than usual on a Friday, which is totally crazy.
I'm insane, right? You already thought I was insane. We have hit level 10.
But we're just 10. You're
props,
at 12.
Props for keeping
I'm beyond 12. I'm beyond 12.
You're running
right
in place for Christ's sake. Jesus.
Stop giving her coffee, canteen boy. Stop giving her coffee, please.
Intern canteen boy, can you fill up my coffee?
No, she does. You're cut off from coffee. Jeez.
Fine, Diet Coke.
No, oh, God.
Seriously, we
F
do.
You cancer.
We do, and I sure speak for many people. We hope that everything is fine, and please keep us updated on your cousin's status, please.
I will.
Thank you.
Crazy. And get yourself to the doctor if something isn't right. Don't let somebody tell you something's wrong when you know there's, or not wrong when you know something's wrong is the moral of the story.
And one more time, last but not least.
F cancer.
And if you missed this and just came in, we'll post it on our website later, okay?
Uh-huh. At 1037kissfm.com.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So I was on in a play last night, you guys. It was a play called, the play is called the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
I have been so confused for the last day because I was convinced you were going to an actual spelling bee against children. And I was
too.
I like theater and I like Broadway shows. So I kind of knew this was already a Broadway show. So the Skylight Theater
downtown on Broadway
was
literally
doing their own version.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's
on
like
Broadway,
a touring thing.
I never thought about
it's
this.
It's on Broadway, yeah.
I never thought about it.
So I was literally on Broadway last night.
You're on Broadway.
Man. Oh, my God. Congrats. This is amazing. Thank you, guys. I've made it. Have
like
a nice day.
You're like Idina Menzel. He's going to be in Frozen 3 before we know
I might.
Man.
It was hysterical. To a point, after the show, people came up to me and they said, are you in the play for the rest of the weekend? Have you been in it before? And I go, no. And they said, really? And I said, no. Why? And they go, you look like you were part of the cast. So I guess I did a good job.
What? So wait, you get invited to go do a guest spot on this or what?
They invited me to come do a guest spot because when you go to this play, you can sign up to be one of the participants in the spelling bee.
Oh.
Because the story is about it circles around all these kids.
Yeah.
And there's the different characters and how their backgrounds are with their parents. It's actually a really good play. And it's a musical as well. So there's singing and dancing. But I was on stage for the part of it because I went and I signed up to be one of the spellers.
Yeah.
And they picked me, I guess because I'm on the radio or luck of the draw.
So,
but
like, it's a scripted play.
Yes.
However,
it is a spelling bee the entire time, but there's things that happen around, and then there's different characters
that do
their different little ticks when they have their spelling. Like, one girl writes the word on her arm. One kid spells out the word on the floor with his foot, with his magic foot. Like, all of them have their own little stories. There's a girl, she has, like, her parents are gay. It's like this black guy, and she has an interracial gay couple. It's her dad, and they're very overprotective of her, and they're like, you don't have a mom. You gotta do this for both your dads. And she's like, I go home to two queens. This is terrible.
But what's the role of the random dude, aka Riggs, on the stage?
It's just to have audience participation because throughout the entire play, it's interactive. They have people walking up and down the aisles. There's people laughing at the jokes. There's people interacting back and forth. Yes, Allie, go ahead.
Did they hand you a script?
No.
Okay, Gibbons, because I have so many questions.
Before there was a briefing at 7:15, the show started at 7:30. They said you have two responsibilities, two lines. They will give you a word to spell. You have to say, what's the definition? They'll give you the definition, and then you have to say, can you use it in a sentence? Those are the only two things you have to do, and then spell the word. If you get it right,
you keep going.
If you get it wrong, you're out.
My turn. My turn. That's my only question. My turn.
I don't know the words.
Okay,
did not know the words.
That's all I needed. Okay,
I did not know the words.
While the entire play is going on that you're now a part of, is there choreography and stuff that you are now responsible for?
And in the beginning, I was in a dance number, Allie. I was in an entire...
You've been given no script, no rehearsal.
Nope.
This is amazing.
Hold on.
This is like hardcore Second City improv stuff. This is improv, bruh.
100%
it
was.
That's impressive.
Yes. So they call me up on stage. It was in the beginning of the play. So I'm like, oh my God, already?
Oh my God, you don't even know what's happening.
No, well, they said it was going to happen. I didn't know when that soon into the play.
Oh, I wish I would have known
In my mind, I'm thinking they're going to bring me up. They'll bring people out of the audience. They give you a really hard word. You look like a goofy person. And you go back down like, or whatever the word happens to be.
Riggs
I don't know.
Riggs was a guest star of the...
the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
The play at Skylight Theater. So continue.
Which runs through the weekend, by the way, if you wanted
fantastic
to go.
Fantastic.
So I get up on the stage, right? It's at the beginning, and I'm sitting there on this little, it's like bleachers, like a little moving set of bleachers, like in a gymnasium, because it takes place in a high school gymnasium
so
during
the
spelling bee.
The set is a gymnasium, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I want to see this now.
The whole time. Too. So I'm sitting there around all these characters, and they're talking to me. Like, so I'm, I'm like, okay, am I in this play now?
You're
am
like,
I just...
Am I supposed to be talking back?
So I go into character mode. I'm like, all right, I'm going to play the nervous guy that doesn't know what's going on. So that's why I would go into. So the girl next to me, she's got a list. She's like, have you done this before? And I was like, no, I haven't. She goes, do you want to practice with me right now?
It's like he's
we're
on
having
a
little
set
conversations
with
yes
SNL characters, yeah, but he's yeah normal, right? Can you imagine?
And then you're having this conversation with this what lady while the play is
yes
going on?
Yes, so there's other things going on. Then they break out into song. So there's people next to me. I'm in the play, on the stage. They're singing, like shouting in my face. All of a sudden, this little girl next to me, this little Asian girl, she was like quiet the whole time, very focused. She turns to me. She goes, we're going to start moving. Get ready. And I go, huh? She goes, stand up. And we stand up and we walk off the bleachers and we're doing like this conga dance around the entire stage.
Oh my God.
While we're doing this, she grabs my hand. They go, all right, we're going to go in a circle. Start skipping, start skipping, start skipping. I'm like, okay, now we're skipping in a circle. Then we start twirling, like, put your hands up.
Riggs accidentally walked into a party and started congaing with these people, but he didn't know what the hell was going on. This is hysterical.
I am so...
It was so fun.
I need a videotape of this.
I am so mad.
A digital videotape.
I have pictures. I put it up on my Instagram, Riggs Radio. I have some pictures. There was somebody in the audience that took some pictures and sent them to me.
I am so disappointed in myself.
For not
why
going.
I couldn't
because I had my kids. Yeah. Damn, I would have been there.
Riggs literally
damn
says to me, you want to go see the, what was the name of the play again?
The 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
You said
and
no.
I go,
why did you say no?
Because I swear to God, I
thought he. I said no because I had kids. Why'd you say no?
I thought he legitimately was just going to a spelling bee. And I'm like, why the hell do I care that
no,
Riggs is in a
play
spelling bee?
Well, like Gibbons didn't care because he didn't get called up on stage like a double dare.
I what hate it when you're right, though. Damn it.
So I got called up on, and I get called up to spell my word, and they have little facts about me on the sheets. So they're, you know, they're making little jokes about me on stage, and I'm feeding into the guy, and I'm playing along, I'm playing the role. I'm like, okay, I'm in this play now. I'm just gonna play the nervous, weird, goofy character guy. And the first word I had to spell was Mexican, which I nailed.
I was gonna say you got it right, right?
Of course.
Okay, thank the second, we would have been embarrassed to have you on the show.
The second one I was nervous about, but I got it right. Intolerant.
Oh.
I'd have to think about it.
I had to think about it, but I got it right.
I-N-T-O-L-E-R-A-N-T.
Intolerant. Yes, you both would have got it right.
Yes, okay. Gibbons, we're winning.
But then when they got towards the intermission, I'm still up there, and there's like still dance numbers going on, and people are dancing around me and singing around me, like in my face. I'm in this play on the stage.
Oh my God.
It's the craziest thing ever.
You're having an out-of-body experience.
Yes.
Like, what is happening?
What is
to
going
me
on? And then I get called up, and the word that I misspelled was Bunkaru. Bunkaru.
Well, I think Riggs has a new role on the show. It is guest star of Broadway plays in Milwaukee.
Yes, why not?
Because you were in it at the Skylight Theater on Broadway Avenue.
I got compliments afterwards, and I was like, I didn't think I was doing anything special, but apparently
oh,
I should go
were
back and do some more.
Oh, you
he
were.
I'm a theater kid.
And then he got down. He's like, wow, I guess I'm awesome.
I guess I did, pretty I guess damn I did good all right then. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm, you should go check it out. The 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. I would recommend it. It's very funny. The songs are funny. There's a guy that gets an uncomfortable, awkward erection. And it's very hilarious.
Jeez Louise.
His unfortunate direction.
Riggs, nope, enough, okay?
It's a whole song in the play.
Great, enough. Let them see it when they go. You went too far. That was too far,
too
bro
far, Riggs.
But congrats on being a star in the play.
Thank you.
And I now know where the Skylight Theater is. I've never known. I've heard it said here and there.
Mm-hmm. Really cool theater.
So,
really cool.
And I know about the Putnam Spelling Bee play
Putnam
now
County Spelling Bee. Yeah.
Amazing.
Super awesome.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What's up? Hi. What up? Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so this is interesting, and I'm all for it because petitions have been signed to get Johnny Depp's ex-wife Amber Heard off of roles she's already got, off of endorsements, because we just played the leaked audio file a week or two ago of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. They went to therapy, and she had always claimed he was abusive physically and claimed domestic violence. He had said the opposite, but then they ended up in a counselor's office and agreed to have it recorded. Didn't, well, we don't think agreed to have it shared, because all of a sudden it hit the internet after they agreed to have it recorded. recorded. And it was just disturbing stuff because of the fact that in the audio, she says things like, I didn't punch you, I slapped you. And it's
I
like,
hit you. Yes, I didn't punch you, I hit you.
I hit you. Like, what?
Yeah.
That is domestic violence. I don't care if you, what, I don't care what your hand
physically
looks like.
Physically or verbally assaulting. Yeah. They're both types of domestic violence. Both of them. It can be with your words or with your hands.
She's a spokesperson for L'Oreal makeup.
Oh, I didn't know
Amber
that.
Amber Heard is like a big model. So, and a big, and now an actress too.
Yeah.
And so they got over 5,000 signatures. It's on its way to 7,500, which is the goal. And they're asking L'Oreal to take her off of that as an endorser. They're asking other people who have hired her as roles, because you know what? If a dude did that, we'd do the same thing. So I am all
for. Of course we would, yes.
If a guy hit somebody, I'd be like, yeah, get him off of there.
If a
woman
hit someone,
wants him there.
It should be, it's equal. You want equality? You take accountability.
Agree.
Equal accountability as well.
Amen.
And can I tell you something? I had a problem the other day. Side note, my son says to me, we were talking about like hitting, and I said, you don't ever hit anyone. I was like, especially a girl. And he looks at me, 8 years old, and goes, but why especially a girl? And I go, you know what? You're right. Don't hit anyone.
Yeah.
We want to be equal. I'm not going to explain to you why years ago women stayed at home and they are mothers, in fairness. You know, that's one thing why women get a little bit, you know, because they can childbirth, so we look at them in a different light. I said, but at the end of the day, you can't hit anyone. So that's a really good question to ask me. Why especially women? Why not everyone?
It's not especially women anymore.
It's especially everyone. It's especially everyone. I thought, I got to stop the way I talk.
Can you add a little something extra to your chat with your kids about not hitting?
Can I tell them to stop hitting each other? No.
No. Can you tell Hudson to stop hitting me, especially in special areas
Hudson
that he loves to punch?
He does love to punch
Gibbons
you right in the junk.
The nads.
Riggs.
At the end of Disney on Ice on the escalator.
Riggs. He was, okay, he had a Sonic in his hand, a stuffed Sonic, right?
I would have pushed that kid down so hard.
He was falling behind the entire show, hitting me on like my butt, going, hitting the booty, hitting the booty. And I'm like, all right, cool, cool. Then he hits me on the front with the Sonic.
That would have been cool.
I go, bro, you got to stop, right? And then he goes, okay. And he's hit me from the back. The show gets over. We're riding down the escalator.
He's like a crazy wrestler, Hudson.
We're about to break company. Ugh. I go, give me a hug. He gives me a big hug, turns around, and then punches with a fist
in the nads. And Gibbons was pissed. He goes, your son just punched me in the nads.
And this bee
and
goes,
somebody else, what did I say? I don't remember.
You go, Hudson, Uncle Gibbons is probably being dramatic right now, but you need to not hit. And I'm literally trying not to throw up.
Every time he gets hurt, he's like, but I've never been hit in the nads because I don't have them, obviously.
No.
I told somebody else, they said, why did Hudson do that? And I said, I'll tell you why Hudson hit Gibbons in the nads, because Hudson's never been hit in the nads. I said, once that happens, he will never do it again.
Bring that kid in here. I will kick him right in the nads right now.
That's my child. I wanted to give him a little tap.
I wanted to give him a little boop, just so he knows.
We're saying don't hit people, and now we're talking about like
a little boops, yeah.
We are so backwards.
Hey, Allie,
here we are.
Who's babysitting your kids tonight?
Mama G's babysitting.
There won't be. She will.
She doesn't take any crap,
She will put the fear of God in those kids. Don't worry.
I would love it.
They won't hit anybody else.
If I come home and she's been running to boot camp, I'm in.
Oh, be careful what you wish for.
Be careful.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You know who you are.
It's Riggs and Allie. Show number 854 is in the books. You can always catch up with us on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Like, I learned something from Allie. You'll have to go. I don't want to rehash the story. I don't want to make you go through
it's
it again.
It's heavy. It's heavy.
It is heavy. One of your cousin was just diagnosed with
Hodgkin's lymphoma. She has cancer. She's like 25. And I was like, excuse me? I'm sorry, what? So that was a call that blew me away last night.
The whole story and how you found out, and people were calling and giving support, of course. You can hear that on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
And another good friend of mine just found out she had stage 4 breast cancer. So I was saying, F cancer. It's been a hell of a couple of months, man. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
F cancer.
Allie, what did you learn on the show this morning?
What did I learn? That's a really... Oh, yes. Am I taking Riggs or Gibbons?
Me.
I want to take Gibbons. Okay. Gibbons, I'm proud of you because you actually stood up for yourself, which is, as sassy as you are, you don't do it enough.
You're too nice. You're right.
So when he told me his shovel got stolen because then one neighbor that lives above them on the east side, the college kid, they just leave the door open when they come in and out. So, of course, the drunk kid steals the shovel, right?
Yeah.
The door's wide open. I said, Gibbons, you get in there and you tell her you ain't having it. Don't say, where's my shovel, and keep walking. tell her, you owe me a shovel, B. And so Gibbons stuck up for himself.
I threw some four-letter words out there.
He freaked out because she didn't seem to understand why the door should be closed at all times when there's drunk people walking around your apartment and they can get in.
Yeah.
But I'm proud of you. You did it, and it looks like we have a progress.
Yeah.
And
get off my lawn.
And if I come over there and the door's open, I'll go up there my damn self and start screaming at people. They will see Mom Allie in no time.
I freaked out on the neighbor on Wednesday afternoon.
Yep.
By Thursday morning, guess what was at the front door?
What's that?
A new shovel.
Good, of course.
Damn right.
Good.
Isn't it amazing? And it feels so good.
It does.
You stick up for yourself and the problem is solved.
Therapeutic.
You don't have to be angry about it anymore. They took what they deserved.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Hey, Gibbons, what did you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I learned on the show this morning that Riggs debuted in theater last night in a Broadway play. A play on Broadway.
Literally.
Skylight and Music Theater, yes, sir.
That I totally thought was an actual
which is on
spelling.
Broadway in Milwaukee.
Yes. And I'm so upset and disappointed in myself that I didn't go because I thought you were literally just going to be in a spelling bee.
My feelings were a little hurt, too. I was like, you're not going to come? Really?
I don't know. Right. I thought that was
like,
weird.
I was like, I don't know what you have going. What you have going on that you can't hang out with me on Thursday night.
I thought the same thing if you want to discuss later off the air. What was he doing that he couldn't come see his friend three blocks down in a play?
Yeah, I was right downtown by
I'm with you. Something shady's going on.
My feelings were hurt a little bit because I had to go with the guy from across the hall and I'd rather hang out with you.
I had a dinner with Mama G. We made a nice meal. It was beautiful. I swear to God. We made actually the chicken.
I was on for the entire first act of the play, Gibbons.
I missed it.
If you go to my Instagram, Riggs Radio, you can see my picture on stage. I was in the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
Normally, I don't have kids on Thursday, and I would have been there. I swear to God, I would have come because I would have been so curious.
It was so
that
fun.
Would have been even funnier if he was at home making dinner while I came to the show. What the hell, Gibbons?
And I swear to God, I thought it was in Waukesha for some reason. I don't know why.
Because it was Putnam County, really. Like, Putnam County?
I swear to God,
Skylight.
I'm an idiot, guys.
Because there's another theater probably that he's getting confused.
Or
probably.
I'm just adult, okay? I'm a dum-dum. I can't help it.
All right, you can make it up to me somehow.
He
buy me drinks
the
tonight.
The show was literally three blocks away, and he says, I can't come.
I swear to God, I had no idea.
Well, you went from standing up for yourself to being an idiot.
Welcome to my life, Allie. Welcome
Great
to
job,
my
Gibbons.
Life.
Happy Friday.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.